in 61 you published a new concept of radio propagation in the Earth's crust. How did you come to be thinking about radio propagation in the crust?
Another subject that we'll probably be talking about is my work on the what's called VLF propagation in antennas. That's very low frequency, an arbitrary designation of a low frequency range from 3 kilohertz to 30 kilohertz. And it's used very little in radio because the longer waves require large antennas for efficient radiation. At some point, I'll be talking about the very large antennas on which I was a consultant.
Right, maybe that follows better with, I may have been after your war work, but with your...
Well, it doesn't necessarily follow because it was a very different subject.
Uh-huh.
It happened because I was thinking about low frequencies, and I was working on large antennas where the ground was one electrode of the antenna, and studying the ground. And in that connection, what I learned about the Earth suggested to me that there was available in the Earth's crust a parallel plate waveguide. First, the top layer is conductive because of moisture.
Uh-huh.
Then there's a layer where the moisture is forced out and it's almost pure silicate. Which is non-conductive, pretty good insulator. And then below that, the high temperature of the silicon made it a conductor again. So I was the first one to perceive that there was in the Earth's crust a parallel plate waveguide.
So
I presented that at a VLF conference in Boulder, Colorado, around 1950. And you could hear a pin drop when I pointed out that there was probably a channel for radio waves to go long distances in the Earth's crust and then come out deep in the ocean, because we had found no method of getting radio waves to a submarine deeply submerged. And so what happened, they clamped a secrecy order on my patent after the paper had been published. And the patent didn't issue until 20 years later. The Navy has a project which is exploring that possibility in recent years. Did you ever hear of what's called ELF, a project in the Navy? The initials stand for extra low frequency, meaning frequencies below 3 kilohertz. And most people who refer to it don't know that. I don't think it'll work very well.